South Africa's spenders seem to be loosening their purse strings. Retail sales growth has beaten expectations for a second straight month in May, with sales up 2.2% from a year earlier, compared with a revised increase of 2.7% in April. Alec Abrahams of Sasfin Securities joins us on the line now to take a look at the extent to which retailers are really cashing in. Thanks so much, Alec, for joining us this evening. So like I say, retail sales numbers coming in better than expected, where economists polled by Bloomberg had expected 1.7% growth. How much good news is this, really?
I think to see how much not good news it is you've got to look past the monthly numbers, because they're very distorted by the timing of Easter, for instance. So I prefer to focus on the year-to-date number to get a better reflection of the move. And on the year-to-date, we see retail sales up 1.6%. Now, that is significantly lower than the 3.9% that we saw in the prior year. Although, having said that, retail sales in the prior year were very naively boosted by the very premature Ramaphosa, I think.
Okay, so when it comes to the crux of it then, no real momentum behind retail sales in South Africa right now?
No, not at all. And you can't expect to have any momentum, Alicia, because if you look at the key drivers of retail spending, those are real wage growth, employment growth, and credit growth. All of those factors are either very, very weak or negative. So there is no spending power that consumers have.
That being said, Alec, I want to hone in on some of the detail here, because we had general dealers seeing growth of 4%, and that almost expected, where, you know, that's the stuff that consumers have very little choice around buying. Who's leveraging most, as you see it at the moment, when it comes to some of the listed plays in the space, as distressed as the space may be?
Look, I think all of the retailers are really putting a lot of emphasis on discounting, because they're trying to drive their top line growth. So that's why, in fact, what you see is very low inflation, retail selling price inflation, across all of the retailers. Now, it's very, very important for them to drive revenue growth, because if their revenue growth is less than their expense growth, it has a significantly negative impact on profits. So all of the retailers are really cutthroat in terms of discounting, to try and attract or, in fact, steal customers from their peers just to get their revenue growth up, because a lot of the expenses they can't control.
In fact, not so long ago, we had a Nielsen survey show that overall sellers have increased the frequency of their promotions in 2018 by 3% compared to 2017. Do you see this starting to backfire, where, you know, promotions seem to be training consumers to only buy on sale, making them resistant in the long run to normal prices?
I think there is certainly an element of that. But I think more importantly, Alicia, if we get economic growth, I think people would revert more to normal spending patterns, and they won't be as obsessed with this drug of discounting. The only reason that they need the discounting is because they just don't have a budget. There's no growth. There's no growth in the economy, and there's no growth in their incomes. So I think the key driver here is, if we see strong economic growth and strong consumer spending coming through, I think a lot of that discounting will pass. But the reality is, the outlook for economic growth and consumer health is looking very, very poor at the moment.
Yeah. I want to put a retailer in the spotlight, and perhaps let's hone in on Woolies, because it was one of the most recent to have released a trading update. It straddles food, clothing, and home, and we saw it last week indicate a turn for the better. Alec, yes, food sales momentum continuing through in the second half with growth of 9%, but it says that it's experiencing a turnaround in its fashion, beauty, and home business after fixing poor product choices in clothing, which of course weighed on sales in the previous year. Are you buying it?
No. Look, they came off a very, very low base, just like Mr. Price came off a very low base last year. So their numbers looked very strong last year as well, but you saw them immediately slump this year. And what we've seen with Woolworths on a couple of occasions now is they sort out problems and you'll have strong growth, but we're not seeing sequential improvements in their particularly in their apparel, and that's what I'm looking for, sequential improvement in growth, not just one season or one quarter or one half.
Alec, overall, you're not sounding very enthusiastic about the retail sector in South Africa. Is it too much of a push to get you to come through with a stock pick this evening?
It would be too much of a push because, quite frankly, I think despite the fact that the PEs have generally come down for the retailers, it's still very difficult to find value because at the end of the day, we've come off now about 5 years of GDP growth, real GDP growth, that's less than population growth, in meaning that our population is getting poorer by the day. And you cannot buy into retail against that environment.
On that note, let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Alec, for having joined us on the line this evening. Alec Abraham is with Sasfin Securities.